my heart, but if any man has anything to share, to share it. And in that same scripture I read, you know, it talks about transgression. And, you know, when you do a word study on transgression, it means not doing what God has told you to do. Jesus died for your transgression. But sometimes you just, if you feel the prompting in your spirit, you know when you had that call when you were born again and just got a pull in you, that pull that comes to the front, respond to that call, because we'll be blessed out of it. Amen.
Amen. And that's exactly what was in my spirit. But it went a little bit further than that. I saw the generations, and I saw these men of God who have stood a long time. And the Lord said, we must honor these men. And one of you gentlemen must come and bring a word this morning. Hallelujah. 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 It's an honor and a privilege.
Let the church praise the Lord. You know, we ought to praise the Lord. Because he said he woke me up this morning. And he sent us an way. And this morning we are in a secret place. Praising God. You know, the first psalms that read this morning. He bring the first psalms this morning. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let us praise him, man. Oh, praise God this morning. We are in the secret place. And this morning, we thank God that he give us breath that we can stand as brother together to thank him for the goodness and his mercies towards us. You know, when I came in here this morning, I can see the presence of God moving around these brethren. Because God is standing with us, man. This morning, he is the rock of salvation. And we are standing on his promises. Praise the name of the Lord. And we shall never let go. You know, sometimes the ways is dark. But he said he will make light at the end of the tunnel. Let us give him thanks, man. You know, man, this morning, I'm feeling good with Jesus. You know, he brought me out of an horrible pit. David says, I brought you out of an horrible pit. Not to come and sit down, but to come and praise God. You know, man, when I see the children, this child of God sit down, sometimes long up his face and not doing nothing for God, it burned me, man. I just look at him, I said, what are you doing, man? Break up. We are a child of God. Break up. Give him thanks. Not only because we are here today, but continually. Praise God, man. My aim and determination, man, is to go through to the end, man. No turning back. Because I always feel good. And this morning, when I look and see brothers, sometimes you want to see two brothers praising God. You don't see none. But this morning, God send me to, oh, praise the name of the Lord, God Almighty, man. Thank God, man. Deliverance. This is a breakthrough. Praise God, man. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you, I will serve the Lord. He is mine. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, hold fast. Don't let go. Stay with Jesus. There is no other better place. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Your presence is so sweet, Lord. Your presence is so sweet, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe that you should lay hands upon people once you've given the story tonight. I believe that. Hallelujah. I believe people are going to be set free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bless God. Bless the name of Jesus. I just felt led to come up this morning. I never had no set agenda. But I'm just following my Lord. And I myself, you know, go through many struggles in my life. But I just want to thank Jesus, because when you think that you're disqualified from coming up front and telling them about the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for you, the blood of Jesus qualifies you. Hallelujah. There is no other thing but the blood of Jesus that qualifies each and every one of us in here to come up front and talk about the love of God. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to encourage every man in here this morning. Our God is good. And if in the natural you could look at my life, in the natural sense you would disqualify me. But I know through the blood of Jesus, I am qualified. I am qualified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. That's all I wanted to say this morning.
Well, who Jesus came for. What Jesus came
for. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. To all my brethren, soldiers of Christ, I greet you in the mighty name Jesus. I'm very happy and proud to be here, to be amongst you, to say, blessed is the name of Jesus, because Christ is our forerunner, and he's going to pray for us. But what I notice in the world today, in the churches, you have more Marys. There is no more men. What's wrong with the men? 90% is in the bookie shop. Some is in the pub. Some is at the racetrack. And when they go in, they want the Marys to provide a meal for them. And if Mary says, let's go and worship Jesus, he says, wait until tomorrow. But tomorrow will be too late. And that is why I'm happy to be here amongst you to say praise the Lord and hold fast unto Jesus. Never let go, because he's the only one that can guide you. He's the only one that can keep us. He's the only one can prepare us, because he says he's gone to prepare a place for you, that where he is, you will be there also. But to do so, you have to worship him. You have to pray for forgiveness. We all have a little sin. We are not perfect. And that's why Jesus Christ shed his blood for us, so that we can come to him in fasting and prayer. And whatever is right, he will give it to us.
and he will purge us. And I say these few words to you, hold fast again in Jesus' name. I thank you.
Thank you.